wasn't going to say anything, but I have to, about this number. The Pines of Rome is a piece in four movements by Rossini. We're going to do the finale. The finale is called The Pines of the Appian Way. In case you're not familiar, the Appian Way is a road that was built between Rome. It was actually the thoroughfares from Rome to Greece, although up to the water. You can't build a road across the ocean. 312 B.C., the Appian Way was built. It's over 350 miles long. They used over 6,000 slaves to build this road. So what Respighi is doing in this particular movement is describing something that's taking place along that road. I'm going to read a little synopsis about it. The Pines of the Appian Way gives us much to imagine. We begin by hearing the distant sound of thousands of footsteps marching toward Rome. Is it an enemy to come to attack Rome? As we listen further, we begin to hear fanfares and calls from the brass instruments. The army marches on toward the greatest city of its time. The thunderous footsteps grow louder with every second. Should we stay and meet our destiny, or should we run for the safety of our lives? But wait! As the army reaches the horizon, we see the banners of Rome flying high on their poles. It is the mighty army of Rome returning home after a long and bitter war, but they are victorious. The fanfares ring out louder than ever now as the army begins marching by us. We cheer them on as all of Rome comes out to greet them. Once again, the mighty and Appian Way has brought the heroes of Rome home safely to the city gates. The sovereignty of Rome is safe once more. So try and imagine this army coming into Rome and things I just spoke about as you're listening to the music.